This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz. Podcasting. It's easier than you think, and Free FM has everything you need, from help with initial planning right through to hosting and delivery across popular podcast platforms. Our content creators are just ordinary people delivering engaging weekly podcasts and radio shows on all sorts of issues that affect them, their communities, and our society. We're really keen to support new content by, for, and about a wide range of community groups and issues. Interested? Go to freefm.org.nz or see our Facebook page to find out more.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0 Independent Community Media and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Otago Access Radio and Radio Kidnappers in Hastings. I'm your host today, Vanessa, and it's wonderful to be in the studio. We are halfway through November. Is anyone else going, stop the train, I want to get off, it's going too fast, Christmas is almost here, what the beep is happening? That's pretty much where I'm at. So yeah, so today I want to talk all about the November Action for Happiness calendar. So this month the theme is New Things November. Obviously we're halfway through the month already, but better late than never. And it's a really great idea to have an idea of some new things, some different things we can think about that is not Christmas, because it's kind of coming towards us like a freight train and it's nice to think about something else. But before I get into all that juiciness, I want to have a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health. Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupo, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details with the ad for Progress to Health and you think, hey, Progress to Health sounds like something that would be really good either for myself or someone I know, and you're living in one of those regions that we have a centre, and we have centres in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. Oh, and we're about to have one open in Taupo anytime now. So by 2020, we'll definitely have that going. So if that sounds like good to you, stay tuned, because at the end of the show I play the ad again and it has all the contact details, so maybe while you're listening to my dulcet tones ramble about fabulous new things that we can try this month, find a pen and paper and you'll be able to grab those details at the end. So New Things November. So if you haven't heard me talk, because I do it not every month but close to, the Action for Happiness calendar, because Action for Happiness, if you haven't heard about it before, is like an online organization that has got together. It's a bunch of people around the world who have just gone, hey, actually, happiness is good. If we can help each other be more happy, then the world will be a better place. So let's do this thing. And they get together and they've done all sorts of stuff. And one of the things they've done is every month they bring out a calendar. And so for each calendar day of that month, there's a little suggestion. And it all relates to a theme. So, and the theme is always an alliteration of the month. So it's New Things November, it was Optimistic October, it was Self-Care September, stuff like that. And it's just, it's, I really like it because sometimes the things on there are just, it's a whole bunch of nope, like just no, not going to happen, nope, not going to, I'm never doing that. Or I've tried that before and I know it doesn't work for me. But a lot of the times it's like, hey, either I used to do that and I forgot and I don't do it anymore, maybe I should try it again. Or it's, hey, I haven't actually thought about doing that at all, maybe I'll give that a go. And it's just sometimes when we're in that mood where like we have low mood, maybe anxiety is really prevalent, maybe life is just full of challenges right now and it's feeling really hard, I always find it's really hard to think of the thing to do next quite often. I need a list. I need something I can go through and go, this thing. I can choose. I can't think of it myself quite often. So that's why I really love these Action for Happiness calendars, because the Action Calendar has, well, like this month, has 30 different things I could try. I'm probably not going to try all 30, but I could give it a go for a couple. So yeah. So on the calendar, it always has a little quote that matches kind of the theme. So this month it is a quote from C.S. Lewis, of the fame of writing The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. You never know what you can do until you try. Which is so true, isn't it? We don't know whether you can or not. And sometimes our internal dialogue, our internal negative thinking or automatic thinking tells us we can't do it, tells us it's not going to work, we're not going to be able to. And so we get stopped before we even start. So maybe some of these ideas will be quite good. Now, if you want, I'm going to read through a few of these, but if you wanted to go looking up any of the Action for Happiness stuff, you just need to go to www.actionforhappiness.org. And so they have a whole bunch of stuff. They'll have the latest one, but they'll of the calendars, but they also have all of the other calendars as well. But they also will have a whole lot of other things. They've got the 10 Keys to Happier Living. They've got guides, books, posters, all sorts of different things. So obviously it's 2 weeks ago almost. So 2 weeks ago tomorrow, on the 1st of November was the first day I printed these off and I shared them with one of my peer support groups that I run. And the first thing on the Friday the 1st is make a list of new things you want to try out this month. And it was really funny the responses we got, because one of the things I found is trying out new things, sometimes it evokes quite an interesting reaction from people, because sometimes we have a attitude or a belief around trying new things, and quite often it's discomfort or change, or we don't want to, or it's not going to go well, or it's going to be uncomfortable. So it's all about kind of recognizing what comes up for us when we think about what trying new things. Because some of the ones I really loved were number 6, make a meal using a recipe or ingredient you haven't tried before. I really love that idea, because I do get a little bit stuck in the this is what I make. And it's kind of, we cycle through the same sort of 6 to 12 kind of menu items. And it's like trying something new would be quite good. Number 17 is visit a local place of interest that you've not been to before. Now, I live in Hamilton and there's so much stuff that I have not seen and gone and enjoyed. And I just know that I get stopped because of having to overcome the hurdle of it feels like a lot of work. It's like, I don't know what it's going to look like. Am I going to enjoy it? Is the outcome going to be worth all the effort it's going to take? And of course, with new things, you don't know, right? Like, you have to take a little bit of a leap of faith and say, well, I'm willing to expend the effort, whether it's emotional, kind of get yourself out of the house, whether it's physical because actually you're tired, maybe it's a little bit of monetary, depending on what the thing is you're going to do. Like, you're willing to expend the effort so that you can actually find out if it's any good, because then it may actually be amazing and it may be one of the best things ever, but you kind of have to go out and try it. One of the ones that I quite liked is because it kind of matched like from September, because in September's calendar was Self-Care September and it had some amazing, amazing ideas in it. I'm pretty sure I did do a show on that. So it wasn't actually in September though that I did the show. I did Self-Care Ideas it's like a couple of weeks ago now. So on the 31st of October, there were some really great ideas in the calendar in September. So this one so New Things November, number 25. So on the 25th of November, the suggestion is try a new way to practice self-care and be kind to yourself. Now, that's quite cool, because how many of us have our ways of being, our ways of doing things that are not set in stone, but they're kind of like, we know what we do, we just do that thing, right? So I know that having a soak in the bath, going to bed, having something to eat, reading a book, all of these things are self-care that I do and I know they work. So I kind of don't branch out and try new things, right? But what's something different that I could try? And one of the things I find that can be really hard with like trying new things is I can't think of the new thing, right? So with the self-care one, when we were talking about it in a peer support group, what we did is we actually, everyone talked about what is their two favorite ways of doing self-care and what does it mean for them and how do they do it and what happens for them. And so people could share ideas, because sometimes what happens is we're not actually sure how to find the new thing. And so these can be the Action for Happiness calendar in November could be just like that little hint and tidbit about, hey, maybe go try looking for a thing. Ask your friends, ask your neighbors, like who do you know that you think, hey, actually, I kind of like the way you do things, so I want to see what you do with this. It's kind of similar to if you ever listened to our show that we did around apps that help or technology that helps. And I just went and talked to pretty much everyone I came across and said, hey, what are your three favorite apps on your phone and why? And I just did a big list about what is the reasons people find apps on their phone helpful, what are the things that are crossovers, what are the most common ones. And it's like just asking people can be really, really amazing. But that also works into number 19, which is say hello to someone you see regularly but don't normally talk to. Maybe it's the bus driver on your bus. Maybe it's someone that you see on your regular walk to wherever you're going. Maybe it's the dairy owner and you just normally just smile. You don't really say hello or see how their day's going. It's actually about kind of stepping out a little bit out of our comfort zone and into the growth zone and actually trying out a new thing. But while you think about some of the things maybe you might want to try, some of the new things you might want to try this month, what was the last new thing you tried is another one, another good question. So have a think about that while I play us a song. So I'm going to play us Op Shop, Sunday Best Clothes, here on the Fighting Stigma Show on Free FM 89.0.
Truth is of no use to me. No, not this time. Let me go and let me be. Please don't bring about the worst in me. Just let me go. Let me breathe. If this was all by my design, why is this not more simple now? In time we'll see why. We were living too many separate lives. I should let it go. Should let it lie. And so it goes, and so it goes. You still fit me better than Sunday's best clothes. Sun. And so it goes, and so it goes. You still fit me better than Sunday's best clothes. Why? I'm letting go now. How you think you're letting?
Welcome back to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, independent community media. So I'm your host today, Vanessa, and I'm talking about the Action for Happiness Action Calendar in November. So new things November 2019. So have you had a thought? Were you listening from before the song? And did you have a think about when was the last time you tried something new? What is your opinion, your feeling, your attitude towards trying new things? Because I've got, take that idea, take that knowledge and go, okay, so which of these things, what's a new thing I want to try? So is it like trying a new hobby? Because there's a few different ones, suggestions on here with that. So number 28 is join a friend doing their hobby and find out why they love it. Or number 20 is set aside a regular time to pursue a new hobby. Maybe it's 24, discover your artistic side, design your own Christmas cards. Maybe it doesn't necessarily need to be Christmas cards if you're not a Christmas person, but maybe doing birthday cards. So actually, if you do some birthday cards, because then even if there's no one really soon that's got a birthday coming up, if you try the hobby out of making your own cards, they'll have some ready to go. And maybe it's extending yourself, learning something new. So number 20 is sign up to join a new course, activity, or evening class. Because, that could be yoga or Zumba or a language class or a cooking class or a martial arts class. Maybe it's joining a local walking group. Maybe it's joining a genealogy society. Maybe it's joining a local group at the library that meets and gets together or has a book club. It could be anything. So maybe it's about number 11 is be curious. Maybe you just want to find out some totally new things. So be curious. Find out about three new topics or ideas. And it could just be something randomly. You could just go to the library and kind of just walk down an aisle and pick out a book and go, okay, so this book is on quilting. I guess I'll learn about, have a look into quilting. Look at another one and it's actually about fly fishing. It's okay, maybe I'll look into, find out some information about fly fishing. I'm not saying go do the thing, unless you really want to, but it's maybe just explore. Try and find out some new information about different things that you haven't thought about before. Because sometimes we get really stuck in the same old, right? And it's about extending ourselves and branching out and kind of see what else life has to offer. Because maybe it's number 3, enjoy new music today, play, sing, dance, or listen. Because how often do we just listen to exactly the same things over and over? I know I do. So finding some new music can be amazing. If you have any form of listening service like Spotify or anything like that, it's going to be a really great way to go because you can do the listening radio, yeah. I think it's the listening radar. And so it's new release radar, and they just send you out some new things that are similar to what you've liked. And so it's not too far off the beaten track, but you can just go searching and find out all sorts of stuff. I have to say, Spotify has been quite great for finding the random podcast, playlists, because I really, so I'll do things like driving my mum to the airport, I think I literally put in driving my mum to the airport, and there was a playlist that someone had made of that, and it was good music. So we listened to that while I drove mum to the airport. And it's just extending out, branching out, trying some new things. So maybe it's actually about being creative. So number 13, maybe it's about be creative today. Cook, draw, write, paint, make, or inspire. Like, what would be creative for you? What would be somewhere you'd like to create? Obviously, for myself, I definitely, the one where I talked about trying out a new recipe, that's kind of, food is my creation space. But like trying some new things can be really good. What about number 8? Try to today connect with someone from a different generation. So how often do we meet people that are a different generation to us and we're like, well, there will be nothing we have in common and I don't know how to talk to them or what to talk about. But it could just be trying a new thing and saying, hey, how's your day going? What you up to? And just seeing where the conversation goes. So maybe it's about number 5, choose a different route and see what you notice on the way. Because how often do we just go about our day and don't notice and we don't see the new things that we could see? Because how often do we just do the same space and then someone says, hey, when did that building go up? And you're like, what? Hey, when did that happen? Because you're so busy doing the same thing and looking at the same things that you don't notice what else is changing around us. So maybe it's number 14, tell a friend about something helpful you learned recently, because that can be really good. You could do that as a sharing experience. Like, you could tell them something you've learned recently and they could tell you something they've learned recently. And it can just be really nice just to share something a bit different than what we're normally doing, right? Number 10 is get out into nature and observe the changing season, which I find really funny in November in New Zealand, because I think it must be, this was originally, that one's written for the Northern Hemisphere, because of course they're going into winter, so it's like the leaves are falling off, it's possibly starting to get snow and things like that. So it's quite different to us where it's getting really hot. So if you do decide to go out and experience the changing season, wear a hat, wear sunscreen, take water. But that's just a few of the different ideas that are on the Action for Happiness November calendar. So have a look on that website. So that's www.actionforhappiness.org and see if any of those new thing ideas are something that sort of sparks a bit of kind of, yeah, I'll give that a go. I might try that out. Because sometimes we just need that little bit of a spark to be lit for us because we're not able to spark that ourselves. And sometimes we need kind of that little bit of a challenge to go, hey, these people are trying this out. Maybe I'll give this a go. Not really sure. Maybe I'll just try. Just do a sneaky try. Not tell anyone about it. See if I can sneak it in there and see how it goes. Don't talk about it until I know it's okay. Because sometimes actually extending ourselves, branching out is really scary. And sometimes we're not sure how to do it. And sometimes we really need support to be able to do it. And sometimes we just need support in everyday life. Because actually life is just sucky right now. Like, things are not good. And I know for myself, being able to reach out and have someone to talk to, whether in person or on the phone, made a huge, huge difference and still does to this day. But when I'm really unwell, like, being able to talk to someone is really important. But sometimes you don't have someone you can ring because actually it's 2 o'clock in the morning or no one's around, or no one's available. But there is loads of support lines. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to share a list of support lines. So if you find yourself in need of reaching out and finding someone to talk to and you don't have someone on hand, you'll have these numbers and you'll be able to follow up and get someone to talk to and hopefully help you feel better in a better space. So grab a pen and paper and take some of these numbers down. So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so need to talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're there if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to. They're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening, you're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight, and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now, this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463. Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details for any of those support lines. I do play that again at the end of every single show. So catch us again on Fighting Stigma Show next Thursday at 12 noon on Free FM 89.0, or you could listen on one of the podcasts. So either on Open Podcasts or through freefm.org.nz or through accessradio.org. But unfortunately, that's all I have time for today. So from us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.